Mishnah Beis, the cholak kelim loishim yadayim. There's a second halacha in the tilat yadayim that one has to wash from a kli. A kli over here means a kli that holds water, and it was made for holding water. Continues the Mishnah, feels like glowing, clay abundant, clay adoma. If it is a kli that holds water, even if it's a kli that's not mekabel tuma because it's made out of cow droppings or stone or earth, since it is a kli, it is kosher. You can use it for netilas yadayim. Next, halacha from this Mishnah: a noisim liyadayim lo tfanas akelim v'lo yishulei machas. One cannot wash his hands from something which is not a kli, it's a broken kli. For example, a kli that was broken and it was cut in half and you're using the side of the kli, or it was broken from the top and you're using the base of the kli, which had a little bit of the walls of the kli left. Since the kli is broken, it's not considered a kli anymore, cannot be used for netilas yadayim. Also, loy maguv sakhovis, one cannot use a cover of a bottle, even though if you turn it upside down, you can fill it up with something. But since it's not made to be filled with a liquid, it's just made as a cover, it's not considered a kli kibul, as it's not acceptable in tilas yadayim. Also, la'itim achaveyo, bechoflev, also one cannot put it with his hands, fill up his hands with water and put it on his friend, because once again, his hand is not a kli. Now, we're going to say, the Mishnah is going to say, various halachas that also require kelim. Because you cannot do the following. Nemalin means draw water for paraduma process. The paraduma process, they drew water, then they put the paraduma ashes in the water, and then they took water from that mixture and they sprinkled on people. So when you draw the water, it has to be in a kli. Then the kashim, when you add the ashes to the water, the water has to be in a kli. In madme process, you can't sprinkle the paraduma waters unless you take it out of the ashes in the water or were in a kli and you take it out of there and sprinkle it. And the last halacha is what we started off with, that the netilas yadayim also has to be from a kli. Two more halachas that require kelim. Ein matzilim b'tumas sil elo b'kelim. If the house has a tumas mace in the house, everything they have is tumi, unless you have a kli which is sealed off. The thing that is sealed off has to be a kli. It has to have the halachic status of a kli and be sealed. If so, the food inside it will not become tummy, even though the house is full of tumas mace. And the last thing, she'ein matzilim yad kli cheres ela kelim. If you have a kli cheres, the entire ear space of the kli cheres becomes tummy if the kli cheres is tummy. If you insert another kli cheres within the first kli cheres, then that which is in the inner kli cheres will not become tummy. That's only provided that the inner kli cheres has the status of a kli, then protect what's in it from the outer and the outer cleat.